This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now we have in the studio our next guest with us. We've got Jem Lai, who is here to talk about a show that's on the Red Stitch. Welcome to the show, Jem.
Hello.
Now, you're an actor, and you're doing a piece at Red Stitch called Single Ladies.
That's right. Now, the one and only Single Ladies.
Tell us a little, before we talk about the show, let's find out a little bit about Jem.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Jem. How did you get started in the arts, and where did the love come from, you know,
for acting? Totally. So with acting, I got started mainly because my brother was doing acting. So he's about 3 years older than me, and we're very close. So when he started acting, I was kind of like, oh, what's this? And, you know, wanted to get involved and all those kind of things. And I still very clearly remember my first private drama lesson where we improvised being on a desert island, you know, and it's like, what would you do if you were on a desert island? And we just ran around a coconut tree because that's what grade 3 years think you do on a desert island, you know? So I definitely got through it, into it through my brother.
And what about now? Is your brother still acting or is it you? Just you?
Yeah, no, he is still acting. He's very active in the theatre scene around Melbourne as well, which is awesome. He does a lot of stage combat, those kind of things. So, yeah, it's good fun, the two of us acting together.
Right. And Are you a full-time actor or...?
No, I'd say more part-time at the moment.
Okay.
But it's good fun. One day, maybe it'll be full-time. That'll be a good time.
Now, tell us about Red Stitch. You're not part of the collective, the artist collective that run, because it's, you know, tell us about Red Stitch.
Yeah, so Red Stitch is a really awesome ensemble that is based in South Melbourne in Windsor. And basically what they're about is just creating really great work, so new work, old work, but lots and lots of new writers. They have an ink writing program, so that starts off like new Australian writers and gets their plays made, which is actually where our play came from. So our writer is called Michelle Lee, and she went through the ink program, and that's how her play has gotten to the stage, which is really exciting.
Okay. Yeah, and Red Stitch has been around for a long time, and it's got a huge following, hasn't it? How did you get invited to be part of this production?
I got invited through Michelle, so the writer again. I've done quite a bit of work with her. I've been really lucky. She's basically given me like half of my acting work.
Right. In a way, she's obviously thinking of you playing a role when she's writing it.
In some ways, I'm not sure. I think I'm taking a bit of a guess here, but I think I remind Michelle of a younger version of her because we're a bit similar.
Okay.
So I think when she's writing things, you know, she'll write about herself when she was younger and things like that. So I think it's just easy to slot me in sometimes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about Single Ladies. What's it about?
Okay. So Single Ladies is basically about three neighbours in Collingwood on Smith Street. And they're all of different generations. So you have Anne, who's in her 70s, and she's just found out she has an STD from her dating life. And then you have Lilica, who is a very active protester. She's very, you know, kind of loud and likes to make a statement. And then you have my character, Rachel, who's in her 20s. She's Chinese immigrant from when she was young, and she is an Uber Eats driver and has kind of recently broken up with her girlfriend. So they're these three single women who are kind of women that you wouldn't often think about when you think of the phrase single ladies. Very different from, you know, the picture in Beyonce's music video of single ladies. What happens is Lilica and Anne, the older women, are looking for a dog, and then they force Rachel to help her, to like help them all find the dog, but they don't know that Rachel has actually hit the dog last night and killed it. And Rachel doesn't tell them, of course, because she's a little bit intimidated by them.
Yeah.
So it's a very dark comedy. It's lots and lots of fun, but lots of cringe, awkward moments, which are always a bit silly.
Okay. It must be fun in the process of rehearsals, you know, like getting to know the character that you're playing and the other actors that you're doing it with.
It's so much fun, yeah, because I think a lot of actors by nature are very outgoing, so, you know, it's easy to get to know each other. And they're really fascinating characters in this play. They're really... I think it's a real testament to how weird people can be, just being people. Like, you know, if you've ever watched people at airports and things like that, if you watch people for long enough, they do weird stuff all the time. Mm. Weird, beautiful stuff, 24/7. And this play really highlights that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I just love looking at people and trying to work out what they do.
You know, the guessing
game. Their backstory,
game.
Or you make one up and you're often totally wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this sounds like a lot of fun. At Red Stitch, which is on Chapel Street, across the road from the Astor Theatre. And most Victorians know where it is because it's an institution in the theatre world, isn't it?
It's been there for quite a long time now.
And what's it called, the play?
Single Ladies.
And it's on from the 19th of March to the 12th of April, is that right?
Yes, there are some previews from the 12th to the 17th as well.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.